Yes, welcome once again to Daily Inspiration, and may God bless you as you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And I hope that we can, as we go through the scriptures together, that we can be compelled to pray one for another, because I don't see myself as being one that is teaching down to people, but I see that I have a great need, just like any human being, just like yourself, just like our neighbors. We have this great need for God, and I hope you don't ever feel that I am coming across as somebody who's got this all together, because I certainly do not. But I trust in this, that God is at work changing the hearts of people. And so I hope, that's my hope today, is that God would change our hearts and that He would purify us and sanctify us through Jesus Christ, His Son. And so I'm in this with you, and I pray that God would help us to be overcomers. I'm going to talk a little bit about this forgiveness that we need from God, and there's a real key for us to be forgiven. If we're going to be forgiven, there is a step that must take place according to the Scriptures, according to the Word of Jesus Christ. There is a step that is vital for us. We have to take it. There's no other choice. And this will come out as we're reading the Scripture in Matthew chapter 18. And again, I'm quite certain that you have read this verse or heard it somewhere, and I'm not apologizing for it. It just, this is something that if this is not in place, there is no forgiveness for us. And we know that we have this great need. I hope we know that. I think we do, that there's this great need that we need to be cleansed and forgiven of sin. Okay, and so I'm going to just read here out of Matthew 18, and I'm going to begin in verse 21. It says, "Then came Peter to him," to Jesus, "and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because you desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father also do also unto you, if ye not from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Now, I know we've come to these scriptures before, and I see this as an ongoing and a reoccurring thing in our lives, that we must be able to forgive others. If we want God to forgive us, that's what I'm seeing in this parable here. This is the teaching of Christ that I see that is for the people of His day, and it's for the people of today and tomorrow, next generation, and so on until the end of the age. There is this great need that if we want to be forgiven of God, we must forgive our fellow servants, our fellow man, our brother. There's no choice in this matter. And maybe we're doing well with that, and maybe we're struggling. I don't know. I think sometimes when we're offended by a brother or somebody else, a man, we wrestle with that thing and hang on to it and say, I can't believe so-and-so did this to me or said this about me or implied this or whatever the cause may be, case may be. We think about it in our minds and in our hearts and say, I can hardly believe it. And we start to build up this case, and it looks very nice, and we can decorate it very, very nicely. But the bottom line at the end of the day is this. We must forgive. And if we're not able to, and I mean not just say it with our mouth, but Jesus said, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses, then you're not going to be forgiven. It's with your heart. You have to be all about forgiveness. Can't just be words. It has to be from your heart. Now, how can we do that? How are we able to forgive somebody that's hurt us? I just want to beg the question, how are we able to do that? And to be quite honest with you, I'm not sure we can. I know I can't. I have to be able to cry out to God and say, Lord, please help me. I'm harboring bitterness here. I've got something here that I know is bad. And I had an occasion just last month, and I was really struggling with a human being. And he was not a brother. He was not somebody that would confess Christ. In fact, he says, I understand what you believe. But I want you to understand what I believe. I don't believe in the God of the Bible. And we had an understanding there, but the story that I'm trying to relate here is that there was an offense made towards me, and my flesh grabbed onto that and wanted to hang on to it. Say, this fella offended me. And I wrestled with that, and I'm ashamed to say that I began to feel even an anger and a dislike for this fella. And God reminded me, you can't do that. You can't harbor these things. You can't go in unforgiveness and expect that I can forgive you. That's a hard thing. That's a very difficult thing to deal with. But I'm just confessing to you my fault here, and I confessed it before God, and I asked for his help and his forgiveness, and that I'd be able to have compassion and forgive. Now, I can't do that. I've tried, and it just kept coming back, and kept coming back, and kept coming back. And I was offended, and I wanted to be offended until God changed my heart. And I'm still going through that process. I got to pray for this fella. Because if he doesn't repent and turn from his wickedness and his sin, he will not have eternal life, and the same goes for me and for you. We have got to turn and be able to forgive somebody that's offended us. Maybe there's somebody in your life that has offended you, and you just can't quite get over the hill on it and just forgive, but somehow you've kind of hung on to something way back there. I want to encourage you today, take it before God, because in your own strength, I don't believe you can do it. But in the strength of God, I know you can. If that's you today, I just encourage you, just plead with God. Say, Lord, please help me to forgive so I also can be forgiven. Let it be from the heart. God can do that, and God wants to do that. And so if that's you today, then God bless you as you take that to him and let him do a cleansing there. If you're okay and you've gotten that all taken care of, then pray for somebody else that might be struggling with that, because it's very serious. And if we want to be forgiven, we must forgive. May God bless you as you consider these things today and pour out your heart to a holy God. God bless you.